When and how can a baby's crying be dangerous?
According to a National Sleep Foundation poll, parents of infants are awakened an average of 4 nights a week, losing close to an hour of sleep each time. This stress and sleep deprivation weakens a parent's ability to make rational choices.
Maybe you'll be one of the lucky ones who won't have a problem with crying or getting your baby to sleep and sleep through the night. Or you just might be one of those millions of worn-out, sleep-deprived, stressed parents that are tortured by months of sleepless nights. Having a crying baby wake you several times in the night is a miserable experience you don't want to have. Sure, the crying is just a normal part of having a new baby in the house, and it's a good thing. But too much crying and at the wrong times can be upsetting to the whole family. But you know, sometimes a baby's crying can be dangerous. Have you seen those billboards, bumper stickers, and posters that say, "Never, never, never harm a child"? When I first saw one, I thought, who needs to be reminded not to hurt a child? Is telling people not to harm a child going to really prevent infant abuse? Are they saying that some adults don't know any better? You hear about people abusing their baby, but you can't help but wonder, who are these people who would intentionally choose to hurt a baby to stop the crying? Common sense would tell them if you scare or hurt a baby, it's going to make him cry even more. These are people who need counseling and help before their baby gets hurt. Of course, they don't put up those billboards for you or me. But what reason or excuse do abusers almost always give after they hurt or killed their baby in a rage? I couldn't stop the baby from crying. Crying is almost always the trigger for infants to be shaken, injured, or killed. How to stop crying has been a problem for parents since the beginning of humankind. In the past, desperate, sleep-deprived parents used other dangerous ways to stop their baby from crying, and it led to too many unnecessary deaths. During Queen Victoria's reign, from 1835 to 1901, half of all children of English farmers, laborers, and other workers died before reaching their fifth birthday. Crying babies in the well-off and educated families were often silenced by a mixture of opium and alcohol, and overdoses killed thousands of babies.